Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 47, Finding and Choosing Clients. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/47. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. At the end of last month, I asked a friend of mine who listens to this show what she wanted to hear next, and her response was, "I'd like to hear more about clients." And she wrote down several things that she wanted to know about clients, and so I started writing down notes on a planned miniseries throughout April focused on clients, specifically how to find them, how to choose them, how to talk with them, how to manage the relationship when things go wrong, and how to successfully wrap up a project and keep in touch when things go well. While I'm not an expert by any means, I have managed to stay in business for 11 years, and I attribute that to 11 years of successful client relationships. Although, if I were to be honest, there were the occasional duds and disasters, partly my fault, partly the fault of other people. This episode is about finding and choosing clients. The foundation of every successful project, the foundation of every relationship with a client, should always be built around this idea of a mutually beneficial relationship. Everyone wins. I win by having a client that respects me and pays my wages at what they should be. And my client wins when they get my full attention, when they get everything that I have to give for what they're asking for. This is important because we don't want clients to end up on websites such as Clients from Hell. And we don't need more stress as creative professionals. And we certainly don't want lower wages. Most importantly, you don't want to damage the reputations of the creative professionals who will inevitably follow you. I can't even count the number of jobs where I have come in after someone else has dropped the ball. And there may be people that have followed me where I dropped the ball. And so if we can always focus on mutual beneficial relationships, we really do a service to the people that are going to follow us by having a great standard and a great example to follow. Let's talk first about finding clients. Finding clients, in theory, is very easy. They either find you or you search for them. You make something, you market it to the right person in the right industry, they see it, they reach out, and they eventually cut you a check for 6 months of your life. Or perhaps you cold call or cold email the companies of your dreams, or you nail your SEO, or you buy Facebook ads, promote your tweets, you hustle, or you even wait. The reality is, finding clients is super hard. Especially when you have bills and responsibilities of life staring you in the face. For me, as a creative professional, clients have very rarely come to me. I have searched for them through others by asking the questions, "Who do I need to know right now?" And that is a common question that I have learned to ask of trusted sources. With 11 years of history, I can look back at the best jobs and see who they came from. And I can also see who the really poor jobs came from and the ones that I dropped the ball on and know not to ask those people next time. So how do you find clients? I want to share 6 ways that hopefully will give you a little bit of confidence in finding your next clients. First, when you're creating your work, create with an actual person in mind, not a demographic, not a company with a faceless name on a website, an actual person. Todd Henry, in his book Louder Than Words, describes this as your intended audience. They are real. You are then able to show them your work to see how they respond, and you can build relationships with your intended audience, which can lead to clients. And it's because it's built upon relationships of trust with real people. Often for me, the number one downfall in finding clients is because I'm not thinking of actual people. I'm just thinking of hypothetical people that can meet my monetary needs. And that's not always the best place to start. It needs to start with creating with actual people in mind. Second, ask for connections. The hardest thing for creative professionals to do is to ask. And what are some of the questions that I ask? I email trusted people, who do I need to know right now? Or even, I'm looking to do this for this type of company or person. Do you know anyone? But this should never be your only option, because depending upon when you ask or the people that you ask, it can lead to nothing. It could lead to something, but oftentimes it could lead to nothing. And so you don't want this to be your only source of finding clients. Third, share your work in many places. Tell the story behind your work. Lead people to not only engage with your work, but want to work with you as well. Fourth, define what networking is for you and do it consistently, whether that's daily, weekly, or monthly. I'm not really the type of person that enjoys going to structured networking events, but that doesn't mean that I don't network. Networking for me is sometimes going to coffee with other creative professionals or other friends who have businesses. Sometimes networking is talking to friends about what's going on with my business, not being shy, and learning to really build a community and build a series of relationships that I can connect with over the long term. Fifth, volunteer in your community. You may not have a lot of time for volunteering, but volunteering is a great way to get known by people that are not in your circle. That could be for lower wages. It could be for free. But volunteering helps you to be known outside of your circles and to really be known as someone who cares about your community and someone who does want to give back when possible. Sixth, reach out to past clients that you enjoyed working with and would like to work with again. This is something that I always read in literature when it comes to finding clients, and it's something that I often forget about. How do you reach out to past clients? Well, obviously, you need to remember who they are, and you need to remember how you left them feeling. Now that you've found clients, or they've found you, and someone is ready to work with you, the other side of this is, how do you know if you're right for each other? The short answer is, you don't always know. But there are signs, and here are five of the signs you can know whether the client relationship will be a good one or potentially a bad one. First, there is established respect for one another. For me, respect is fundamentally important because it's the foundation of every working relationship. Respect is often portrayed in terms of timeliness and promptness in communication and meetings. Respect is often found in the body language and tone of voice, not only of the other person, but in myself. It's in a gut instinct that this person isn't out to siphon every ounce of work out of me with minimal investment. And respect is knowing that my work is going to meet or exceed their needs and expectations, that there's no doubt that they're talking negatively about me behind my back. And respect is something that needs to be earned on both sides. It's not just something that I need to give to them and that they never have to give. It's one of those foundations of mutually beneficial relationships. Second, the client is willing to pay wages that match their expected results. They're not desiring or asking you to do more for less money. In desperation, it can be very easy to say yes to a project that you know is under budgeted, and that does no one any good. It destroys mutually beneficial relationships, and it allows resentment and victimization to enter the picture. If you're willing to work for less, it's going to be really easy to talk about how the client failed you and how they did this to you. And I know this because too many times I've been in that place where I allowed myself to do a project for less, and it never works out the way that I intend it to. Very rarely does it match the intended outcomes of the project, and I feel discouraged with the work that I have done. Third, you're going to know whether the client is right for you or not based upon whether they're in your intended audience or not. Are they someone that you're creating work for, or are they someone that is not really meeting the same characters and values and beliefs of the people that you're creating for? When you're first starting off, you may not know who your intended audience is, but you need to figure that out so that you can know whether the clients are going to be right for you or not. Fourth, Derek Sivers talks a lot about this in his writing, and it's, is this a hell yeah job, or are you just doing it for the paycheck or to have a logo on your website? Oftentimes, the clients that are right for you are the ones that are hell yeah. You want to work for them, and vice versa, they want to work with you. It's as much a hell yeah for you as it is for them. And that's something to pay attention to. How excited and passionate are the both of you about working with each other? Fifth and finally, if a project or client conflicts with your identity, who you are, the vision for your company, where you're going, mastery of your skills, or the values or beliefs that you have, then this client is not right for you. You want to make sure that your clients and yourself really match each other's identity, vision, mastery, and values. Finding and choosing clients is when the bulk of our work begins, and it is challenging. It can make or break us, and if we don't know who or what we want, we can really damage our relationships and reputations and make it harder for other creative professionals who are following us after we do our work. When starting out, you may not be able to turn much down, but the faster you can learn from your mistakes and benefit from your successes, you're going to be able to create lasting relationships and work in the long run. It is the quality and caliber of your ability to find and work with the right people that ultimately determines the health and success of your life and business. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would greatly appreciate it if you would share it with your friends and other creative professionals. Subscribe on iTunes and never miss an episode. Please leave a review and let me know how I'm doing and what you're liking the most about this podcast. Keep in touch by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As we kick off this series on clients, I hope that this topic will help you grow both financially and relationally, and really give you more confidence in the value that you bring every time you work on a project with a client. May creativity and curiosity fuel your life.